The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know that Rob from Gig Harbor is. Rob, are you there?
I am here.
Rob is here. So, Steve, that means you've got to get out of here.
All right.
For those who are playing along at home, Rob will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What retailer's logo looks like a bullseye?
That would be Tarjay.
Correct. Which Seattle Mariner has been called Crawdaddy most of his life?
Juan Crawford.
No.
Oh. Darn, I don't know the players.
All right, we'll pass. In what decade did Chicago first dye its river green for St. Patrick's Day?
30.
No.
40.
No.
50.
No. What kind of animal was the first to go to space?
Repeat the question.
What kind of animal was the first to go to space?
Pass.
Paella is the national dish of what country?
I believe that would be Spain.
Correct. Who replaced Michael Keaton as Batman?
Mr. Val Kilmer.
Correct. What children's board game featured a character named Lord Licorice?
Oh, I used to play that when I was a kid. Candyland.
Yeah, what tech company was the first to reach the $3 trillion market cap?
Oh, what tech company you said?
Yes.
Apple.
That is correct. I'll accept it even though I kind of said it, but that's okay. We don't have to tell Steve. We don't have to tell Steve. That's just a little secret between you and me, Rob. Rob, you got five correct.
All right.
You split right down the middle, a fine score, nothing to be ashamed of at all.
Oh, thank you, ma'am.
But here comes a man that I'm very ashamed of.
Oh, what?
Steve Mix.
Come on.
Steve, welcome back.
You're such a jerk.
Are you ready?
All right.
Steve, what retailer's logo looks like a bullseye?
Oh, Tatum's favorite store of all time. That's Target.
Yes. Which Seattle Mariner has been called Crawdaddy most of his life?
I had no idea they called him. I got to assume it's J.P. Crawford.
It sure is.
Crawdaddy.
In what decade did Chicago first dye its river green for St. Patrick's Day?
70s.
No.
60s.
Yes. What kind of animal was the first to go to space?
Oh, dog.
Yes. Paella is the national dish of what country?
Mexico?
No.
Spain.
Yes. Who replaced Michael Keaton as Batman?
Crap. No. Is that Bat Nipples? Val Kilmer?
Yes. What children's board game featured a character named Lord Licorice?
Candyland?
Yes. Which tech company was the first to reach the $3 trillion market cap?
Microsoft.
No.
Apple.
Yes. What is the only U.S. state to border a Canadian territory?
Washington.
No.
Michigan?
No.
New York?
No. The Silver Bullet Band is the backing band for which rocker?
Bob Seger.
Correct. And with that, ooh, Steve, you got 9 correct, and that is a win, 9-5. Sorry, Rob, you did a great job playing today.
Thanks for killing me, Steve. I appreciate it.
It was a good game, Rob. Thanks a lot for joining us.
The only one you got wrong was kind of a trick question. The only U.S. state to border a Canadian territory is Alaska. The rest of the contiguous states, a lot of those are provinces, not territories.
College Steve would be very disappointed in him because I did take Canadian studies in college.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Did you? What kind of grades did you get in college?
I mean, probably B or C at best.
That's nothing to be ashamed of.
It's good enough.
That's why you're so good at Beat Mix.
Thank you. Buy a shirt.
Yesterday, we learned that Sean Combs is a fan of putting applesauce on a cheeseburger. So we're going to try it. We have a burger. We have applesauce.
We do.
We have a local chef who's known for crazy burgers, and he's going to be joining us as well. We're going to find out how this burger with applesauce tastes after Nirvana. Yesterday, we learned some very interesting information during the Diddy trial, and that is the fact that Sean Combs is a fan of putting applesauce on his burgers.
Yeah, why?
I don't know.
Well, we're about to find out.
Yes, we are.
So. Ryan Castle was so intrigued, he decided he wanted in on this action.
Look, let's just say this isn't the first time saying yes too quickly got me in trouble. Steve was like, you want to try? I was like, sure. And then my brain went, no, why did you say that?
So it's a cheeseburger with applesauce on it. And that was this might be the only thing that we're willing to try that Diddy is in the news for.
That's exactly right.
Oh, I don't know about that, Steve.
We're going to try the Diddy Burger. Is that what we're calling it?
I guess. And we actually have a burger expert on the horn. And that is Jason Slusher, who is the chef at Doofers Bar and Grill in Renton.
Jason.
And they are well known for having the most insane burgers in existence. What's up, Jason?
Good morning, guys. How are y'all?
We're doing great, man. And you always do Burger Madness, which is right around the time of March Madness, where every day at Doofers, you'll create the most insane burger concoction. But have you ever thought of putting applesauce on a burger?
You know what? I think there is a salty sweet combination that is going on there that might come into play that might blow your taste buds away. That's it's intriguing. I don't know if I'd go standard cheeseburger. I think maybe a little ham and Gouda might go good, but that's my opinion.
Yeah, you put bacon. I mean, pork and apples are like Amos and Andy. They go together.
Amos and Andy?
Exactly. Where you
went. I went deep, didn't I?
You went old. All right, so I think it's go time.
And Stimpy.
So, Jason, we definitely want to talk more about your burgers. Still kind of old. But first, we're going to try this Diddy Burger. That sounds weird saying that.
Call it the McDiddy then.
The McDiddy. The McDiddy. Are we ready?
I think we're ready.
All right, here we go.
I mean, it's okay.
I don't hate it.
It's just sort of mush.
Yeah. Now, Tyron, you're not a fan of applesauce.
I don't like applesauce. I like apples. I like apples in their true form. I don't like them saucy.
And I got nervous because when I put the applesauce on, I'm like, how much should I put on? You're all like, just put a little, like, relish. And I went a little heavy-handed on the applesauce. It's not terrible.
Which was great for turning the bread into pulp.
Uh-huh.
I do think, as someone who does not like applesauce, I would rather have applesauce on a burger than applesauce by itself.
I gotta say.
I would hate it.
I would, Jason, I think we're on to something. Don't call it the Diddy Burger. I don't know if that will help you with your sales.
No, I don't think I'd do that. But I'm actually intrigued that you guys got a chance to try that.
The Diddy Burger would be oily.
Ew.
Okay.
All right, Jason, tell us about what's been the craziest burger concoction that you've ever made over at Doofers, which is in Renton, and I highly recommend. I've been there a bunch of times, met Jason there. That's where I first experienced Burger Month. It's worth going to.
Well, you know, that's a good question, Steve. I've been doing Burger Month for 22, 23 years and multiple combinations. So you take 31, you know, times 24, I've got multiple burgers. So I would have to say, I think it was a year or two ago, I did what was called a Genghis Khan burger. And that was ground short rib, ground pork belly, okay. And it also had some wild boar in it. Ooh. And I did a little bit of a miso sauce with it, and I think that was my most creative one I've done.
I mean, I've got a quiet afternoon. We could go.
Dude, one of my favorite experiences when I met Jason, back when I was playing hockey over at Snow King in Renton, we would go there almost every Thursday for lunch. And Jason would be there, and that's where I first discovered how great the food at Doofers was. And he was in the back, and he's waving at me, and he's got a fish in his hand, like before it's even been cleaned or cut. And I don't know if you remember this, Jason. You look at me and go, this is about to be in your belly, because I got a halibut sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah.
It was the most...
Yeah, I remember I brought out what was like 30-pound halibut to show you.
Yeah, so he's like, you're about to eat this. I'm like, I cannot wait. That's amazing.
And that's an ugly fish, but it's delicious.
So good. Yeah. It was so good, dude.
Yeah, I do remember that. It was great. I remember you guys coming in every Thursday. I really appreciated seeing you guys.
And real quick, tell the backstory with you, because you were once, like, Doofers is a dive bar, but like before that you were doing, like, you were a chef at like some, like, you know, hoity-toity type place, and you're like, you know what, I don't want to do that anymore.
Yeah, correct. I came up here with Claim Jumper Restaurants back in the day, and then I got away from that, and I ended up over at the Bellevue Club as a banquet chef. I also worked at a little steak restaurant in Redmond for a little while. That was called Beck's. I've been in the industry for 30-plus years. I've been at Doofers for 24 now. And Gus and Nick and Paul have given me my creative license to do what I do here. And I really appreciate that. And I really enjoy the support from the community and you guys as well.
Oh, you crush it.
Well, Jason, I know that Steve has been, you know, singing your gospel for so long to me. And I've never been to Dewfirst. So we got to set up a field trip immediately and I can, you know, come and have it in real life.
Yes, I would love to see you guys down here. Obviously, Steve knows where it's at. I think you guys get a really good kit. Really like this place. It's a clean environment. It's fun. You know, it's family friendly. So we got a lot going on here. Community really does support us. And it's great to hear from you guys as well. I appreciate it.
You had me up to family friendly.
Jason, we'll see you soon. This might be the first and last time I ever say this. We'll bring the applesauce.
Okay, you bring it, brother, and I'll turn it into something you'll like.
That's awesome.
The Daily Migs Show.
Do you think you have a Karen for a parent? Many people are sharing stories about this. They think their parent is very Karen-like. So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck. And what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
BuzzFeed recently asked readers to share what it was like to grow up with a parent who fit the Karen stereotype. A Karen for a parent. The responses were very overwhelming. It seems a lot of people had things to weigh in on, and at times some of these stories are hard to believe, Steve.
Oh, absolutely.
So we're going to go straight to the comments.
All right, well, we found a bunch of comments about this, and we decided who better to read them than someone who might be known for as being a Karen in some people's eyes, one of them being Tom Brady. We found Giselle. So Robot Giselle will be reading some of these stories from people that chimed in about how their parent was once a Karen, or as one texter said, a Karen.
Oh, I like that. A Karen.
Are you ready for the first story?
Yeah.
When my mother didn't get her way after trying to return an item, she held her arm straight out to the side while walking out. So tons of merchandise fell off the racks and onto the floor. It was a clothing store, so nothing broke. But it was still mortifying, and I could never shop there again.
I don't know why I'm picturing Creed with arms wide open, playing in the loudspeaker.
Slow walk. That is very mortifying.
Do you ever see people like that? That are like, they're clearly making a scene.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're just so unhappy with the customer service.
That's just very embarrassing for them.
All right. Ready for the next Karen story or Karen story.
Years ago, my mother was acquainted with a neighbor who owned a local fast food restaurant and constantly complained about how expensive the ketchup and sauce packets were. One day, while picking up dinner for our family of five, my mother asked for extra ketchup. And she was given a small bag filled to the top with packets. She wrote down the employee's name, called the owner, and ratted the employee out for wasting money. She is proud of this and still regularly tells people about it. We don't talk anymore.
Okay. Oh my gosh. That is an aggressive response.
If you had to pick who of your parents is the most Karen-like, you're giving me a look.
It's my mom.
It's your mom?
Yeah.
Your mom doesn't hold back. That's what I love about your mom. Your mom just is no filter. She says what she feels, but she'll do that then to some people in like the service industry.
Well, not in the service industry, but I do remember being at a Mariners game when we were kids, and you're around other there's adults everywhere, and there's swearing happening everywhere, and my mom was just going off on these people that were sitting behind us because they were swearing, and she had four kids.
I love that.
And I was like burying my head between my legs, like, oh my God, mom, please stop talking. Please stop talking.
Can your mom go out with me and my wife? Because there are times where you're just like, we're around kids, like especially at the Washington State Fair, and there are some kids that are like in their teens and they're sitting at the table right next to us, and it's just F this, F that. And I'm just like, I get it, but now I'm a parent and this is annoying.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Before having Tatum, I wouldn't care.
Sure.
These are not virgin ears.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like, my kid, those are virgin ears.
Well, and I was the oldest at the time, so my mom doing that was very mortifying. I was not bothered by these bad words, but my little siblings, maybe.
Next time I go to the fair, can your mom come with me?
Yes!
Yes, let's go. All right, here's another comment.
My mom is an extremely judgmental and condescending person, but cowardly. She used to love talking shit about people right in front of them by speaking Spanish and assuming they didn't understand her.
Uh-oh.
I gave the cashier she insulted a glowing review in front of the manager.
Have you ever done that where you're with somebody who's kind of being a pain in the ass to the service server
And when you're leaving, you like put down extra money. As
oh,
like a,
yeah.
I'm so sorry. Here's another $20.
There's people in my life I have to apologize for sure.
I've been guilty of that. If you're not guilty of being the jerk, but guilty of...
You're the
of,
good one.
Yes, I'm the good egg.
The peacekeeper.
When I was 11 or 12, I won a science award and a student award because I had the second best grades in the class. My mother was outraged that I received two awards while my twin sister didn't win any, so she went to the school and raised hell. The school created a new category just for my sister and gave her a music award.
Okay, I think that's awesome.
Mom's just, you know, wants everything to be even.
You got one more. Are you ready?
Yes.
My mom once requested a refund because her burger had one pickle instead of two.
Mm.
I just watched in embarrassment while she and the woman at the counter went back and forth.
I could, if you had asked me, which of my parents, my mom is like the anti-Karen. Like, she would just never say anything to anyone. She's just kind of there. She goes with the flow. You've heard her on our show.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
super chill. My dad would be exactly that person. In fact, quick story. My first time my wife met my dad, first time we went back to New York. She met him. All right, let's go get dinner. Went to their favorite Chinese food place. Within minutes, my dad is having a full-on argument with our waiter about like these fried, like they're like basically appetizer, like a little like noodle chips or whatever. And so they're arguing about him not coming out quick enough.
Mm.
Then they come out. Now my dad's yelling at him because he didn't bring like the duck sauce or whatever the sauce is that you dip these chips in. It got so bad that within like 10 minutes of this interaction with the waiter and my dad, the guy's zipping up his jacket and leaving. We got a new waiter. We found out that that waiter just said, I'm done for tonight. I don't want to do it anymore. Apparently, him and my dad have had beef before.
Oh, no.
Mongolian beef. But no, they... sorry.
The Daily Mix Show.
The very first of its kind. The KISW Miles Montgomery Golf Classic presented by Pinky's Plumbing is happening on June 9th. And this just in, Steve. It was sold out.
Yes.
But they have released a couple of additional foursomes. So if people want to get in on the tournament, you better head to KISW.com right now. We know that for many of you, you're just waking up, you're starting the morning, you're rubbing sleep out of your eyes, and you're drinking coffee, and you're also trying to sift through the world of pop culture. There's a lot happening out there in the world, Steve, so we're going to help out and tell the people what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
A woman was arrested at Orlando Sanford International Airport in Florida for allegedly,
of course,
hitting a child because that child called her fat, also called her Miss Piggy. So the witnesses say that this woman named Christy Crampton punched the child, hit them with a water bottle.
What?
And slammed their head into a window.
I'm not saying it's okay, but sometimes kids, as they say, kids say the darndest things.
They do.
And sometimes you don't expect them to say something like that, but they have zero filter.
I mean, that's absolutely true.
Not that it's right. I mean, maybe like, hey, you should talk to your kids about maybe being a little bit more respectful, but punching a kid is probably not the best way to go about this.
Absolutely not. We do tell our son, who is almost six, we just don't comment on people's appearances.
That's
we
a
just
good call.
Don't. We don't all. Comment on anybody's appearance, good or bad.
Well, actually, the news talked to Christy about why she was so upset, and she had this to say.
If by plus you mean I have an extra fabulous, gorgeous, give me some of that figure, then yes. If you mean fat, then no.
I don't know why she had an audience of people there to cheer her on, but there we go. Hey, actually 2 days ago, there was a baseball game between the Detroit Tigers and the San Francisco Giants. Happened at Comerica Park, and a squirrel ran onto the field. I love these moments. I don't know. I'm a sucker for these moments whenever like an animal from the wild ends up in a ballpark, mainly because I always love the baseball announcers trying to do now play-by-play because they have nothing else to talk about. So they're doing play-by-play of a squirrel. Would you like to hear what happened?
I find it more entertaining than the game, so yes.
Squirrel, where? I don't see it. Squirrel, where's it at? Squirrel, Andy. That's a black squirrel, too. There's different varieties of squirrels. You get the fox squirrel. The 1-1 is a strike. 1-2.
I also love that they just keep the play-by-play going.
That's exciting stuff.
And I did not know that there's different types of squirrels.
Oh, yeah.
Squirrel. Riley Green's like, who invited Rocky here?
Yeah.
What's the motto you represented in the outfield?
Does that make Riley Bowinkle?
I think so.
Look at him go.
How do you get out, though? That's the problem. There's no exit. Oh, boy. The bullpen's on it.
Holton just got scared.
Tyler. Tyler. This is... Oh, boy.
That's what they're notorious for.
He can get in, he can get out, he can go wherever he wants.
Oh, look at that.
I mean, that sums up Taron at WSU, right?
Oh, God. Yes, it's very relatable.
He's in the bullpen with the guys down there.
Yeah, he is.
Detroit ended up winning the game 3-1. No word on how the squirrel's doing since then, though.
Also, at that game, a member of the grounds crew was hurt between a couple of the innings, and the TV announcers were talking about it, saying that they were concerned for this person. The guy flipped off the camera. This is what happened.
I hope this guy's okay. A part of the grounds crew, he's hurt. One of the EMTs is coming out.
It doesn't look like he's too comfortable, so hope it's just a leg and something not too serious.
Yikes. Can't do that.
Why was he flipping people? Is it Earl Thomas?
I mean, maybe he was just embarrassed that all the, you know, attention was on him. I have no idea.
Or maybe he was mad at the squirrel.
Oh, the squirrel was taking all his
I
glory.
Love the announcer's reaction.
Yikes. Can't do that.
Can't do that. No, no, not at all. And real quick, speaking of baseball, the Mariners back on the field tonight taking on the Washington Nationals. Hopefully things get a little bit better than yesterday as they lost 9-0. And in the world of the Stanley Cup Finals, you know, we're almost down to the actual final two teams. It looks like Florida is going into the Stanley Cup Finals yet again. They can maybe go back-to-back. And will they be taking on the team that they beat last year? Very good chance of it because game five, and because they're up, yeah, 3-1, is the Edmonton Oilers. So the Oilers, if they beat Dallas tonight, it's a rematch of the Stanley Cup Finals.
And who do you want?
Edmonton.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like a shot at beating Steve today? One more opportunity for you to do so. He has a record of 176 wins, 58 losses, and 40 ties in 2025. Call 206-803-ROCK if you would like to try and beat Miggs at 850.
Can't do that.